Mishnah Gimel. Now we are talking about certain halachas, how one should say the Kriya Shema. First halacha is Hakriya Shema v'leishmil ozno yotze. It says in the word of Kriya Shema, it says Shema Yisrael, literally translates to you should hear. So there's a discussion whether if a person said in a fashion that he cannot hear, is he yotze or not. So the Tanakhama says even so, he is yotze, because he dashes from the word Shema that you can say it in any language. Rabbi Yosi Amar lo yotze. Rabbi Yosi says if you said in a fashion which you cannot hear what you're saying, you are not yotze. L'maisa, he paskin that l'chatchila you should say loud enough that you can hear yourself, but if you say it in a whisper, as long as you're saying it, then you are b'dieved yotze. If you just think the Kriya Shema, you do not say it, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you are not yotze. If you're in some extenuating circumstances that you cannot speak at all, then did you have at least a makabel malchus shemaim in your thoughts? As far as saying Kriya Shema in every language, one technically can say Kriya Shema in every language. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is not recommended because we don't know the translation, the accurate translation of every word. Karvel odikdik beis yoseo. If a person read Kriya Shema and he did not was not medactic, he was not careful how to pronounce every letter. There are various points in the Kriya Shema which the last letter of the first word is the same as the first letter of the next word, like Al Levovcho. The Al is with a Lamed, and Levovcho, or Levovcho, is with a Lamed. So if you slur it, it will just be Al Levovcho. You'll only say one Lamed. You have to be careful to say both of them. Or Esev, the two bases, you have to pronounce each one individually. Sometimes you have also a mem that is followed by an s. You have to pronounce also the samtem s, or however it comes up, to make sure it doesn't sound like meses. You kill something. You finish this word, and you say the next word. In any event, if a person was not medactic, he said alav avechel. We understand what he's saying, but he really left out a letter. So Rabbi Yosi Amar Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yotze. Over here, Rabbi Yosi is the one who says he's Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yotze. In this situation, we pass in b'di'evet, one is Yotze if he slurred the words. But once again, l'chatchila, one should be careful to say every letter of the Kriya Shema. Hakor l'mafreya lo yotze. If he reads the Kriya Shema backwards, he's not Yotze, which means either he read the sentences of Kriya Shema out of order, and surely if he read the words backwards, he's not Yotze. The Maita, if you read the entire Parshia in the right order, but he mixed up the order of the Parshias, but the evidence is Yotze. But if he read the sentences out of order, he's not Yotze. So, based on this, Kor of the Torah, the person read Kriya Shema, made a mistake. He has to go back to the place where he made the mistake, because he can't just finish off the Parshia and then say over the line that he missed, because that's going to be already Lemafreya, that will be backwards, out of order. So he has to go back to the point that he did not say properly and fix it up and continue from there to the end of the Pasha.